You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 6, The Law of Oneness. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerlane Point, New South Wales, Australia. And today I'd like to explore one of my favorite spiritual principles, the law of oneness. Have you ever met someone and instantly feel as though you've known them forever? Have you ever thought about someone just before they call? Or notice how one person's kindness completely changes the direction of your day? These moments invite us to wonder whether we are more connected than we realize. The law of oneness teaches that everything in existence is connected. Every person, every animal, every ocean, every thought, every action, and every choice is part of one greater whole. Imagine for a moment dropping a pebble into a still lake. Pebble lands in one place. The ripples travel far beyond where it entered the water. Every word, every act of kindness, and every decision creates ripples we may never fully see. For much of my own life, I felt like I was separate from other people, from myself, and even from Source. As I continued healing, meditating, learning to work with spirit, something began to change. I realized that healing wasn't just personal. But when I heal, and when we all heal ourselves, it naturally influences our families, our friends, and our communities. Just one person's healing can create space for healing in others. Think about how someone's smile can brighten your day, or one encouraging conversation can return hope. Energy we bring into a room matters. Just like your words matter, the way we treat ourselves matters, because they all ripple out into the world around us. Nature is one of our biggest teachers. We know that trees provide oxygen, bees pollinate the flowers, oceans regulate our climate, the rain nourishes Mother Earth. Whenever I walk along the beach, I'm always reminded that I'm all part of something much, much bigger than myself. The waves remind me that life has seasons, that I don't always have to force what is meant to unfold. And when we understand that we're all connected, compassion naturally grows. Healthy boundaries are important, but you can hold boundaries while recognizing that everyone still has a story that we may never fully understand. Many people tell me during their awakening that they feel more connected to nature, animals, spirit, and to even complete strangers. Our awareness expands when we begin asking not only what can I get from life, but also how can we contribute to life? Living the law of oneness can be simple. Just speak kindly to yourself. Smile at a stranger. Check in on a friend. Text the environment. Express gratitude. Offer forgiveness when you're ready. Every loving choice sends another ripple into the world. Okay, if you're in a safe space right now, I want you to take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And a long breath out. Continue doing that while you imagine yourself standing on beside the ocean. Every wave is separate. Every wave belongs to the same ocean. Picture your heart filling with light and extending that light to your family, your community, your country, and the rest of the world. And silently repeat, I am connected. I belong. My kindness creates ripples. And as we finish today, remember this. You are never truly separate. Your choices matter. Kindness matters. Your healing matters. And every compassionate action creates ripples that extend further than you may ever know. This and a whole lot more is in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And for more information, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, that's enough for me. Let's have a look and see who our beautiful callers are today. We have got beautiful Judy. Hey, Judy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, awesome, Judy. Was there a specific question or would you like a general reading?
I would love a general reading.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm just going to shuffle some cards and see what we've got for you. Judy, have you had a good day today?
Thank you. I have. How about you?
Yeah, so far so good. In Australia, it's only lunchtime here in Australia at the moment. So, yeah, half my day is over already. Do you find yourself quite spiritual, Judy?
I do. More and more I'm learning. It's been about two and years I've been working on this.
Nice. Have you had a sister who's passed?
Pardon me?
Have you got a sister who has passed over?
Did you ask me if my father has passed over?
No, a sister.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
Sister.
A sister?
Mm.
Sister. I have a stepsister. Yes, she has passed away.
Okay, because she's stepping forward for you. I feel like she's very much around you. She's, please talk to her if you don't already. I feel like she wants to speak to you and get some messages through to you.
Oh, how wonderful. Okay.
Did you have a good relationship with her here on Earth?
Not as well as I should have, but I do totally love her. We weren't as close as we should have been.
Yeah. I feel like she's feeling a bit of guilt too, that she didn't quite try as much as she should have, if that makes sense.
Yes, it was both of us. Yes.
Okay. But she's saying no hard feelings.
That sounds like Robin, yes.
Okay, so let's have a look at some cards that have popped out for you. Are you self-employed? Or have been?
I am, yes.
Okay, because the card is saying happily and successfully self-employed.
Yep. Wow, you're right on it, yep.
Perfect. They're saying that you're now going to start enjoying some of the fruits of your labors, though.
Okay.
Yep, and that the hard work will lead to a more luxurious lifestyle for yourself. But they're saying you need to buy yourself something special that you've been putting off that you've been wanting to buy.
Yeah. Is it saying I should
they're
buy
going,
it?
They're saying do it. Just do it. Don't worry about the cost. Don't worry about it. What people are saying, just do it. So whatever that is, just do it. Okay.
Awesome.
Saying that what you do is field work that you love doing and you pay a lot of attention to detail.
I do love my job, yes.
It's also saying that finding a mentor. You said you're quite spiritual. Are you in a women's group? Do you go and attend like a women's circle or feel like you need to reach out for you with your spirituality a bit more?
Okay. So I should be more in a circle. I am in classes right now. So
okay,
yes,
perfect.
I do need to be.
No, that's perfect. Awesome. Yeah, no, because the card was saying learning all you can about a subject or career, taking a seminar and finding a mentor. So that's awesome that you're doing that. So that's probably just spirit acknowledging what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. The next card that's come out is saying ask your angels for help. So we all have a spirit team, and your stepsister is part of your spirit team, as well as your mum. I feel your mum and your grandmother, that the women on that side are very strong. They're saying ask your angels for help. So your angels can help you in all your everyday life, like helping you get a job and different things. And they're just saying that find some time to have some solitude where you can actually talk to them and ask your spirit team to help you in whatever you need in your life.
Okay.
Have you thought about traveling?
I'm going on a trip in 2 weeks, so yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, no, the travel's just come up. So is that thing that you wanted to buy yourself, was that a new car?
It is not a new car.
Okay, no worries.
So I have been thinking about this car. I did see a really cool car, and I've been thinking about that, but I'm like, no, but that's not the. So, yeah,
okay.
Probably.
It's just a new vehicle on there, so it's just, yeah. Okay, what else has come up for you? Okay. Have you thought about buying a new home?
No, I haven't. Not really, somewhat.
Hey, because I feel like there's a new home for you, but I feel like it's going to be into early next year. So don't dismiss that if that comes up for yourself. I've got the beautiful Ten of Earth come out, financial security for yourself and your family, peace and contentment in your life. Okay. Everything turning out beautifully. A supportive spouse. And they're also saying you're a good person to work for. You've got the Midas touch. It's a very big time of success for you at the moment. Okay, rewards that come from hard work. This is obviously within your business. They say that you successfully balance many priorities at once.
I do.
Yeah. And that you've got a lot of determination and willpower.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if I can pull one more card for you. Here we go. Hey, they say that you're brilliant, experienced, humorous. You see the humor in difficult situations.
I feel like I can be a healer, yes.
Yeah, okay. And the other message was just focusing on your career, which I feel like is thriving. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Oh my gosh, thank you for a beautiful reading. You were right on target. You knew it. You were good. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All the very best.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Actually, we've got the beautiful Rosalind in Richmond, Virginia on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Rosalind. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Would you like a general read tonight, or would you like, have you got a couple of questions that you might need clarity?
General is great.
General, great. Awesome. Let's see what comes out for you. Do you have a good day today?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. Oh, have you got a man in your life at the moment?
I don't.
Well, we've got one coming through. A beautiful new emotional experience. A romantic relationship. Do you feel like you're going through a bit of a spiritual awakening as well?
I do.
Yeah, the card's saying awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual insights. And I feel like it's both. Look, we've all got psychic abilities. I'm no one special. It's just, you know, what we put in to bring out of that. Feel free to explore a bit more. I feel like your team wants you to keep exploring your spirituality. Yeah, there's definitely a new romantic partner coming through. Let's see what else we've got. Where? And that makes sense too, because we're in a year one, the year of the horse, about fresh starts, new beginning. Oh, here he is. He's popped out. First two cards. Definitely coming in for you, Rosalie. Trustworthy, honourable, devoted, someone you can completely trust, a situation that is safe. Solid romantic relationship. Okay. Two beautiful cards. Beautiful. Like I was saying, year one, it's all about fresh starts, new beginnings. Our first half of the year was all slow for everybody, but this, now we've hit July, this last 6 months, all this is going to start coming in for you.
It sounds good.
Are you meditating yourself?
I do meditate.
Great. The hermit come out. Time spent in peaceful meditation and meaningful solitude. Is saying that you need to, you can either seek out or become a spiritual mentor. I feel like you need to seek out a spiritual mentor at the moment, whether that's a women's circle or someone Yeah, I feel like you need to reach out to someone local that you can become a part of and get some more mentoring for your spirituality, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like there's quite a lot of self-discovery there as well. I feel like also that this guy that's coming in is quite open to spirituality as well. I feel like you'll have quite a lot in common and intellectually in common as well, if that makes sense. He'll stimulate you conversation, and I feel like you enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just not surface talk for him. He'll get deep with you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Information cards come for you, and I feel like that's your spiritual awakening. You're transforming. Powerful and often unexpected revelations. Releasing old belief system. Five of Fires saying conflicts with others caused by opposing opinions. Not sure if that's someone at work or someone in your family, but they're saying walk away from the drama unless the situation is really worth your time. I feel like there's someone your butt heads with a little bit. Only engage in that if you feel like you're going to get your point across. And I feel like 9 times out of 10 you won't with this person. So, just walk away from the drama, your spirit team is saying. Okay, like I was saying before, a minute ago, this gentleman that's coming in for you, the message here is an exciting intellectual challenge. Like I was saying, he's going to really stimulate you intellectually, and I feel like you really need that from a partner. Okay, the Four of Air is coming out. It's saying insights that come from meditation. I feel like there's a bit of mental exhaustion there for yourself. So have you been thinking about taking a vacation?
I guess a mini vacation, nothing huge.
Yep, perfect. Because the cards are saying just the need to rest or take a vacation. So even if it's a couple of days, it's still going to be enough to just reset yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what
I feel like I'm in a reset mode now.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what else we've got for you. You're working at the moment?
Part-time.
Part-time, yep.
Looking for,
For more hours?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to, I'm in entrepreneurship as well as working part-time, but I have to pick up another part-time job in order to take care of my home.
Okay, so the Page of Earth has popped out for you, and it's saying an excellent opportunity presents itself. Happy news about your career. So I feel like this is coming in later, though, like after September, like September, October. But there's definitely news worth celebrating. I've got a card saying paying off a debt. So whether that's a credit card or a car or something that you're paying off. That will definitely get paid off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The card's coming out and saying ask your angels for help. Speak to your spirit team. Ask them for help in anything, everyday life. They want to be able to help us, but until we invite them to help, they cannot intervene. So please ask your spirit team to help you in your everyday life.
Mm.
Let's check a card for a moment. Card that's come out saying inheritance. There's something coming for you. I don't think it's huge, but I feel like there's something, a small inheritance coming for you. Okay. The man that's coming through, they're saying is either divorced or unmarried. I feel like he's divorced. He's been through a relationship quite a harsh relationship, and I feel like he's had to do a lot of work on himself. Okay. Head of Water is telling me that you're on a spiritual quest, and that you're seeking more from life than what you're currently experiencing. Okay. Do you feel like sometimes you expect the worst?
I have prior, but I'm trying to really get out of that
change
thought process. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. They're saying just refocus your thoughts. That's all about that mindset, because there's definitely a new start coming for you, and that's with this gentleman coming through, and I feel like that that more hours of better jobs coming down for you. Because the sun's come out, the sun, a time of great joy and success, plans that work out perfectly. The release, a spiritual transformation for you. So keep doing what you're doing. Reach out to your spiritual community and try and get some help along the way with your spirituality.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. You have a lovely night.
You do the same.
Okay. Who else have we got here? Okay, this is awesome. All right, I'm going to just pull some more cards for you. Let's do a collective read for our final read this afternoon. Beautiful sky at the moment. We've just gone in from Venus into Virgo, and we've got some beautiful things happening in the sky at the moment. So let's have a look and see what we've got as a collective read. And we'll do this for the next week. What's happening in the next week for the collective? Okay, got cards pulling out. Alrighty. Conflict with others caused by opposing opinions. Walk away from drama unless the situation is really worth your time. Stand up for yourself. Okay, our second card. Enjoying the fruits of your labors, hard work that has led to a luxurious life. Enjoying your solitude. Solitude is always a great time to sit and reflect on present and the future. And time to just give yourself time within yourself away from electronics and phones and computers and all those things that just distract us. Allow yourself time. The Ten of Fire is telling me that you're working too hard or too many hours. You need to bring some balance in your life. You need to let others help you. The next card shows that emotional contentment is what a lot of people are looking for. And emotional contentment can be brought about by yourself. And that loving relationship within yourself and loving who you are and being your most authentic self. Because the beautiful balance cards just come out. The power of diversity, self-control, patience, and balance. And it is all about balance. Balance family, friends, work, self, your religion or your spirituality, and all trying to be our authentic self. And that's what we're here to do. We've been brought to earth to live our most authentic selves. And perfect. The last card that I've pulled today, Magician. Magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. If you believe it, you can do it. And like I've said to my beautiful clients today and always, mindset. It's all about our mindset. What we're focusing on, we are creating in our reality. So make sure that that positive mindset is as positive as possible. You know, we all can't be perfect all the time and we're not expected to be. We are human after all. But keeping that positive mindset and focusing on those things that you want to bring into your life and do it with love and do it with clarity and do it with intention. You know, the intention has always got to be our main focus and being our most authentic selves. Thank you for being here with the Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School, and have an awesome week, everybody, and love and light to all. Thank you. Have a great day.